Actually, the word 孤儿 here is a word which means a fatherless child. Write that down. Huh?
在这里呢, 孤儿的意思就是说, 没有父亲的孩子,
Most of us, when we look at the word 孤儿, we think someone who have lost both the mother and the father. Huh?
我们很多人以为说孤儿这两个字的意思就是说 这个孩子已经失去了爸爸妈妈才是孤儿
But in the Jews word here, the word yatam here means someone who has an orphan is a fatherless child.
那在这个犹太人的这个意思原文的意思是说 就是没有爸爸的孩子 不是没有双亲
okay. So sometimes those words that are used in the Bible does not, when it is translated, it comes slightly off the true meaning of the word.
有时候呢, 圣经里面的话语呢, 翻译过来了以后, 它的意思有一点, 好像有一点, 有两个意思了。
And it's not completely what we think it means there.
就是它, 它的原文已经不在里头了。
So the same thing with the words heart, 心,
同样的, 这个字心,
In the Bible, we find very often the word, when we read the Chinese Bible, we find the word 心 there, we sometimes we think is the mind, 心事, 对不对?
怎么翻译,你们都听到了。没问题,
okay. huh? Because really the word there, if you read it, the English version is very clear concerning heart is heart, mind is mind. Huh?
在英文的圣经就不一样了如果是思念的话和心它会分得很清楚
But sometimes when we read the Chinese Bible we find the word 心 we thought is the mind and sometimes we thought is the heart
有时候我们读中文圣经它用这个心这个字呢有时候它的意思是指思念有时候是指到你的心
But in the Bible really the word heart is often used
那圣经里面常常提到这个字心
And the when it mentions the word heart very often it refers to the deep center of our being
当圣经里面讲到心的时候它就讲到我们内心深处里头
where from it comes our deepest thoughts our motivations our feelings
在这内心深处里面发出我们的思念发出我们的这个感群
and our motivations
还有我们的这个目标或者我们的动机
And decisions and actions flows from the deepest part of our being.
我们心灵深处也流出了我们的决定。
So therefore, the heart is especially sensitive. Huh?
所以这个心对我们来说是非常的敏感。
So when the Bible says a person's heart is wounded,
如果当圣经里面说一个人的心被受伤了,
he feels great pain.
他心里面就会很伤痛。
And his soul is greatly affected, especially his emotions.
还有就是他的魂呢也受了影响, 尤其是他的这个感情上受了影响。
So when very often we hear the word 孤儿的心, huh?
所以很多时候当我们听到孤儿的心的时候,
it refers to a condition caused by the loss of love of a loved one.
那这个孤儿的心就是那种感受呢,是失去了一个你所爱的人的感受。
Especially the father's love.
尤其是这父亲失去了父亲,
the father's love.
就是父亲的爱。
And it then affects the very core of your very, very being.
那因为失去了父亲的爱呢, 它就伤到很使你心灵里面呢的深处受了很大的伤害。
And so therefore, this affects just about everything in your life unknowingly.
那因此呢, 它也影响到你生命的整个层面, 是你在不知不觉中的。
So this area that therefore your thoughts, your feelings, the words, your actions all are affected.
那你所想的和你所行出来的所说的都会因此而受影响。
And most of the time when we are used to ourselves, we don't realize it.
那可能我们已经很常习惯这样子了,就没有觉得感觉到。
But then when there is someone who does not know you well,
那如果有一个人他并不太认识你的话,
听到你说的话, 他,
you heard what you said.
And then also see the way you react to certain things.
然后看到你对某一件事情的那种反应,
他会说, 诶, 很奇怪, 为什么你会讲这样, 哈? So therefore, this thing of the orphan heart sometimes goes very deep, but we don't realize its effect upon us.
那这孤儿的心态呢其实是很深很深的影响我们可是我们常常都不晓得在我们日常生活所 反应的这个情态是怎么样。
So therefore, the orphan heart condition is one of the number one undiagnosed spiritual disease of our day.
那就是说，孤儿的心态呢，其中一个呢，就是在现在这个时代，是我们心灵里面没有被发现到的这个问题。
The number one undiagnosed disease.
就是没有发现到的这个毛病。
最重要的哈。And millions of children are growing up without the love of a father.
那很多很多小孩呢，他们成长的过程中都没有父亲的爱。
And that results in a generation of sad and aimless young people.
那就这样子形成了年轻人呢，年轻一代呢，他们都是很心里面有很大的受伤。
So you cannot see some things that are present there like a wounded heart.
可是你看不到他那个受伤的心。
Because it's in there, deep center.
因为是在内心深处里头。
Same with the way our emotions are.
同样的，我们的感情。
We cannot kind of see it with our natural eyes, right?
我们的感情是怎么样？我们不能用肉眼来看到。
But we can feel it very deep.
可是从感觉上，我们可以感觉得到。
So with people with an orphan heart condition.
所以如果一个人他有这孤儿的心态的话
，there is a sharp arrow that is inside his heart.
也就是说，他好像有一个很尖的这个剑刺在他的心中。
And this arrow is called the arrow of separation.
那这个剑呢，就是隔离的剑。
And so this arrow of separation separates us from love.
那这隔离是什么隔离呢？就把爱和我们隔开了。
So therefore, firstly, it was a separation from the Father's love.
那第一个呢，就是跟父亲的爱已经隔开了。
Then as you grow in life,
那当你在生活上不断的成
长 that arrow of separation, if it is still there,
那这个受伤的剑还在里头。
It will separate you from your husband's love.
那当你结婚了以后，他会把你跟丈夫的爱被隔开。
Or your wife's love.
或者是你跟太太的爱被隔
开。Or your children's love.
或者你跟孩子的爱也隔开。
All the ones that are closest to you, your loved ones, this sharp arrow of separation is there to cause a lot of problems in our life.
那因为你里头呢有这个剑，这个剑使你这个爱隔开了，跟你周围的亲，跟你很亲的人呢，都会被你隔开。
So sometimes a child can be separated from the father's love because the father have deserted the child when it was young.
有时候呢，这个父亲会被小孩被父亲的爱隔开，因为他从小就被父亲遗弃了。
Or the father is away from the child for a long period of time.
或者是当这个小孩跟爸爸已经有一个长时间的分开。
Or the father is emotionally absent even though physically present.
或者是那个父亲他身处在那里，可是他根本没有用爱爱他的孩子。
So therefore this common cause of separation in our days is of course divorce, right?
所以这个很自然的这个隔离呢，就变成我们今天的好像这个离婚这样子。
This is the most common ones.
离婚呢是很普遍的一件事。
One in every two marriages, or say one in every three marriage end up in divorce.
就是好像那个比例呢，就是三对里面呢，几乎有两对是或者一对是离婚的。
But there are many, many other causes besides divorce that cause an orphan's heart condition.
当然了，还有很多很多的因素呢，使到呢这个隔离和这个离婚的这个原因。
I tell you, in our society today, even among Christians.
我要告诉你，在我们基督徒的圈子里面
，I tell you, out of 10 people, there will be at least 7 people with an orphan's heart condition.
在我们，比如说有十个人的当中，十个基督徒，有七个基督徒，他们内心里面呢是有孤儿的心态的。
A lot of people will not admit it, huh?
可能很多人不会去承认他有这样子的问题。
But this is so common.
但是这个是那么的普遍。
That's why so many people feel so lonely.
所以很多人会感觉到非常的孤单。
So many people feel great pain in their hearts.
很多人心里面感到很伤痛。
So many people are not able to feel love.
很多人没有办法接纳爱。
So many people are not able to receive love.
很多人没有办法去接受爱。
And so many people who have love, that love is never satisfying.
那有一些人被爱了，可是却还不满足。
So therefore, someone with an orphan's heart condition can feel numb emotionally.
所以如果一个有孤儿心态的人呢，他会麻木，他的内心里面会麻木的。
So therefore, this numbness there is like they don't feel anything concerning feelings at all.
就是说他心里面是麻木的，他没有感觉。
Or the other opposite is that that person can be like an emotional wreck crying all the time non-stop.
或者是另外比较偏一边的，就是他会很难过，常常会流泪。
Okay, so therefore, as I said, that arrow that is in an orphan's heart needs to be removed.
所以呢，那个在内心深处的那个孤儿的这个箭呢，必须要除去。
But many times, because many of us are people who are very kind of logical in our thinking.
但是呢，我们当中很多人都是很用我们的思维去处理事情的。
啊，用这个大头脑哈。很多哈 ，so the extent that sometimes we neglect us that important part, our feelings within us.
那因为你用你的头脑太多了，你都用来想，你就忽略了你内心里面的情感。
But unfortunately, in churches, sometimes that's how a church becomes very conventional, can become very religious when we start to lose the feelings that are within us.
同样的，有时候在教会里面呢，如果我们没有常常在心灵里面有这种感受的话，我们就会渐渐的走向仪式和宗教化。
So therefore, every church needs to be people who are able to have relationships, and those relationships must involve love and involve feelings.
所以在教会里头呢，必须要有弟兄姊妹的那种爱。那么这个爱呢，就是爱的关系。
Okay, so this must involve feelings.
那这个就这个爱的关系是参与我们的感情。
If not, then every time we come to church is one we just say how are you and we just shake hands and sing a few songs and we go home.
啊，或者呢，如果没有是用感情来爱的话呢，我们可能只是片面的握手，然后就是打一个招呼，你怎么样好吗？然后我们就回家了。
So therefore is.Important for us to look at ourselves and see whether we have this orphan heart condition.
所以我们必须要查验自己，看我们里面有没有这样子的孤儿的这个心态。
Because the orphan heart conditions affects the development of our character.
因为这孤儿的心态呢，会影响我们的整个的性格的塑造。
And it magnifies the weaknesses that we have in our character.
它会使我们心生命中的软弱呢更加的表露出来。
So therefore, do you have an orphan heart condition?
所以我想问你有没有这个孤儿的心态呢？
How do we know?
我们怎么知道我有没有孤儿的心态？
When you study medicine,
如果你是读医科的话，
one of the first things that people teach you is concerning signs and symptoms.
那你要学医科的话，他先教你呢是怎么样知道这个病状是怎么来的。
And the 病状 is 有内在的，有 external，
有外在的。
Okay, so this is one of the important things you need to learn concerning signs and symptoms.
所以你必须要知道它的外在和内在的这个异兆症兆是什么样。
So a symptom is something that you yourself feel, huh?
这个外面的这个象征呢，是你的感觉。
有 ，That means other the doctor might not know you have this problem.
可能医生他诊断他不知道你有这个问题。
So when he look at you, if you feel depressed, unless you tell him you feel depressed, he doesn't know you are depressed.
所以当医生他看你的时候呢，他诊断你，你没有告诉他说你觉得很沮丧、很忧虑，他不会说你有忧郁症。
对不对啊？所以 something you feel yourself 哈。
所以这是你自己的这个感觉。
But a sign is something which is external.
可是外面的征兆呢，是外面的表现。
So if you come in with a bloody nose 哈 ，nose bleeding 哈。
如果你是流鼻血的，你来看医生。
That you have a bleeding nose.
那医生一看的时候，他就看到你，他就知道你有流鼻血。
If you go to a dentist and you see a swelling, then he says you have problem with your tooth there, an abscess.
或者你去看牙医的话呢，他看到你的这个脸上肿了，他就会知道说你有牙痛的问题。
And so so signs and symptoms are things that a doctor would try to get to find out and to diagnose what kind of disease the person have.
所以医生呢，他会用外面的这个你的这个症状来看你到底有什么疾病。
And then he will ask your 内在的症状哈。
然后从外在的症状看来呢，他会问你内在的问题。
And so altogether, concerning an orphan heart condition.
那当我们讲到这个孤儿的这个心态的时候，
There are 21 signs and symptoms.
我们可以说有21个那个外面的这个症状、
signs 外面 and 内在哈，
和内在的这个症状
so, 很多哦，21个哈，讲不完哈，你们一点钟回家讲不完哈。So that's why today we want to talk only 10哈。
所以今天晚上我们只要讲到十种
啊。10 symptoms.
十种这个内和外的症状。
And if you are interested, tomorrow we talk about 10 other signs.
如果你很有兴趣的话，明天我们会继续再讲另外十种症状。
So it's important for us to conduct a you go to the doctor, they will do a heart scan on you, huh?
那如果你去看医生的话，医生会做给你做一个心理的整个的这个诊断。
And this scan will reflect the condition of your own heart.
那在这心理的这个诊断的当中，他就会看出你心里面有没有毛病。
So most of us when in church, I usually come across two groups of Christians.
通常来到教会呢，我常常看到有两种基督徒。
一种就是说我什么事情都没有哈。对不对？啊、So it's like a kind of a denial thing.
就是有一种说我什么事都没有，就是好像是在不承认自己有问题。
Okay, and then the other one is 我每一个都有哈。
那另外一种。
But usually this group, but usually we are people who fall in between these two.
或者我们一般人都是。在中间啊，不是偏一边，而是在中间。
But I tell you, very, very few people will not have any problems in their life, right?
但是我告诉你，很多的人呢，他们都觉得自己没有问题。
And that is not a right thing to do because you are living in a state of denial.
这是不对的，因为你是在欺骗你自己，你不能接受你自己是有问题的。
And then how can God heal you if you say I have no problem? God say, okay, I leave you to do whatever you want yourself, right?
如果你不能承认你是有问题，那神怎么样可以帮助你呢？
So therefore, we Christians do very well cover up our feelings and our emotions.
也就是说，我们基督徒呢，很容易呢，就是掩饰我们自己的感情，我们自己的软弱。
Often we are not honest and open to other people.
我们一般呢都不诚实，我们不容易公开自己的心里面的事。
I tell you, if you are not open towards people, it's very hard for you not to be open towards God.
就是我们没有办法敞开我们自己。如果你没办法敞开给你的弟兄姊妹，你也没有办法敞开给神。
So this is one of the first things we need to learn when we become Christians, is learn to be open.
那我们当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们要学习敞开自己。
But when we open ourselves, we don't want to be vulnerable.
当然，我们敞开我们自己的时候，我们也不是要把自己那么容易的被攻击。
So we become like 丢脸哈。A lot of people are afraid of that.
或者是你不敢敞开自己，因为你害怕丢脸。
So that's why many people wear masks in their life.
那就有很多人他们会戴上面具。
We disguise our weaknesses.
我们就掩饰我们自己的软弱
，to look good，
因为我们要让别人看到我们很好
，make other people think well of us，
别人看我们呢，就会觉得我们是好的。
So even though we have lots of wounds in us, we develop strategies to conceal these wounds。
虽然我们内心里面有很多的伤害、伤痛，但是我们会用很多的方式把它掩饰起来。
Many of us, some of us, many of us, when we learn English, huh?
我们很多人在学英语。
The first phrase you learn is what?
你知道你第一句话你学的英语是什么？
How are you?
你好吗？
对不对？So that's the first thing. And 这个right 答案是什么？
对的答案是什么呢？
哇 ，I am fine, thank you.
对的答案就是我很好，谢谢你。
对不对？So even when our whole world is almost falling apart,
虽然是你觉得你的世界都要垮下来了
I am fine. Thank you.
你仍然说我很好，谢谢你。
对不对？ So this we also bring these thoughts of feelings into the church itself too.
那我们也把这样子的感觉呢带到教会来。
So therefore, this is like we paper over all the cracks in our lives.
就好像说你生命上有好多的裂痕，那你用纸把它糊上了，就是说看似都很好。
Even though we might be fragmented people, a lot of things there, a lot of cracks there.
虽然你已经有很多的伤痕，很多的裂痕。
But people cannot see it because you paper over it very well.
可是别人看不到，因为你用那个纸把它粘好了，别人看起来都很好。
So if you are to buy houses in Sydney, 哈。
如果你要在雪梨买房子的话，
很贵哈、哦。到 Canberra 便宜一点哈。
到坎培拉去买比较便宜。
And not only that, but you 买房子在雪梨很多是很老的房子，对不对？
在雪梨买房子、啊，房子是很旧的。
So therefore, if you go to buy a house and you find a lot of wallpaper on the house and looks very nice.
如果你买了一个房子，然后你看到它的墙有很多的这个纸，涂上了很多的壁纸、
啊，要小心不要买哈。Because underneath that, all this wallpaper might be a lot of cracks.
那你要小心，不要买这样的房子，因为在那个墙纸的旁边后面呢，可能有很多的裂痕。
And same thing with us, we Christians cover up well.
同样的，我们基督徒也很懂得掩饰我们自己。
Cover up so well that we deceive ourselves to think we have no problems.
那我们掩饰的那么厉害，知道我们都欺骗了自己，以为自己没事。
So often within the church, it's difficult to tell whether someone has an orphan heart condition.
所以来到教会呢，就比较难知道说这个人有没有孤儿的心态。
So we thought, if I serve God well, work hard for God.
你以为说，哦，如果我很服侍神，我很殷勤的去服侍，
哦，很摆上哈，very sacrificial，
很摆上
，and do a lot of things which think God is going to be very pleased with us.
那你做了很多的服事，你就觉得说神对你很喜悦。
And then we thought, we just go on as a Christian like this, go to heaven one day, everything will be all right.
那可能你就觉得说，我就这样子过这样的基督徒生活，等到那一天我去天堂的时候，每一件事情都没事，都很好。
But unfortunately, in life.Many people accidentally bump into you, right?
但是呢，很不幸的，有时候你在生活的过程中，会有一些人不小心碰到了你。
啊，especially 碰到你 the bruised area of your heart.
尤其是他碰到你的时候，就正好是你心灵里面受伤的地方。
你会怎么呱呱叫哈？
你就会有呱呱叫的反应。
and there are a lot of things people thought, hey, you're supposed to be someone who is very patient, very kind, how come you react like this?
那有人就会说，你本来不就是很有耐心，很温柔的人，怎么你会这样子的反应呢？
Because the heart is wounded, right?
其实就是因为你的内心里面已经受伤了。
And when people bump into the most, the place where it is bruised, you react very extraordinary.
所以当有人碰到你，不小心碰到你真的受伤的地方的时候，你就很自然的就反应了。
So bumping can happen in a number of ways.
那有人碰到你的伤处呢，可以在很多方面发生的。
It can involve a significant person in your life failing to recognize you.
这个可能是一个在你生命中很重要的人，他没有看中你。
Didn't accept you.
他没有接纳你。
Didn't value you.
或者他没有看中你的这个你的价值。
And then you get 很生气 ，right？
那你就非常的生气。
And you realize sometimes unless someone kind of remind you, hey, why you react like this? You thought this is the right way to react.
你会以为说这样子的反应呢是很正常的，除非有人在旁边提醒了你。
So sometimes we react very strongly and very negatively to certain things in our life.
在我们的生活当中，有时候我们会反应的很，就是说很大的反应，然后而且呢很消极的反应。
Our negative reaction to the bumping is sometimes totally out of proportion to the issue at stake.
有时候我们因为内心里面的伤害，我们的反应呢是超过了这个事情原本是很小的事。
So therefore, this bumping stirs up.The buried pain of your orphan's heart.
所以这个不小心被人碰到你的伤处的时候，其实就已经把你里面的伤处，就是再一次的挑起来了。
So if we as people we find that if we constantly react that way, how difficult life will be for your loved ones, right?
如果说你每一次当有人碰到你的时候，你都这样子反应的话，对你所爱的人来说，跟你相处是很困难的，很痛苦的。
your marriage will have a lot of problems too.
那你的婚姻呢，就会有很多的问题。
Your children will find it very difficult to get along with you too.
那你的孩子呢，也觉得很难跟你相处。
Your people who, your friends who work with you at work will also find it very hard to get along with you too.
甚至包括你在工作上的同事都觉得很难跟你相处。
So sometimes we want to change to become a better person.
那有时候我们想改变成为一个更好的一个人。
So we look at the scriptures, we study, memorize certain scriptures, and try to act like those scriptures tells us to.
那我们就开始读圣经，然后把那圣经里面的话活出来。
活得很久吗？
可以活得很久吗？
啊、If you have an orphan's heart, I tell you it won't be very long.
那如果你的心态是孤儿的心态的话，你可以这样做，但是你不能够持久。
Very often you will get back to your same nature again.
很多时候你又会掉入你原来的这个软弱的当中。
Because as I said, this orphan heart condition is like a disease that has already accumulated within you.
因为这个孤儿的心态呢，就好像是一个疾病，已经长久累积在里头。
But you don't know it exists.
那你有时候都不知道你有这样子的问题。
That's why the Greeks they say we need to know ourselves.、Huh?
所以呢，我们说
the Greeks 的
在这希腊人他们有这样子的说法，就说我们要认识我们自己。
啊、tell one another.
告诉你的旁边的人说，我要认识我自己。
这个是很重要哈。A lot of people we hide ourselves to the degree we don't want to know ourselves.、Huh?
那有些人掩饰自己，掩饰的那么多，你都不想去认识真正的自己。
Knowing who you are，
也不想知道你到底是谁。
Knowing why you are the way that you react，
也不想知道为什么你会有这样的反应。
All this is very essential for us at the end to become whole people, healed people.
但是呢，如果我们想要做一个健全的人、健康的人、得医治的人，我们必须要去知道。
So therefore, that's why.很久都还没讲这十个症状哈，对不起。
我讲了这么久都还没开始讲这十个症状。
Okay, so I give you these 10 symptoms that is very, very important that you need to know. Write them down.
那我要给你这十个的这个症状很重要，请你写下来。
第一 ，abandonment。
第一个就是被遗弃的。
第二个。被拒绝的。
被拒绝的。
Three. 第三，孤单。
Loneliness.
第四，没有盼望。
Hopelessness.
第五，没有价值。
Worthlessness.
第六 ，sadness.
第六就是悲伤。
第七，没有安全感。
Insecurity.
第八。过度敏感
Hypersensitivity
第九恐惧
Fear
第十贫穷的心态
Poverty spirit
心态 mind
mentality
poverty mentality okay number one abandonment two rejection three
第一个被拒绝第二气绝第三
loneliness
孤单
four hopelessness
第四，没有盼望。
Five, worthlessness.
第五，没有价值。
Six, sadness.
第六是悲伤。
Seven, insecurity.
然后没有安全感。
Eight, hypersensitivity.
过分的敏感。
第九 ，fear.
恐惧。
Ten, poverty mindset.
贫穷的思想。
Okay, I want to go through each one of this in a little more detail.
我要更深的来解说这十个。
First one, abandonment.
第一个是被拒绝的。
Abandonment.Rejection is 拒绝，拒绝。OK， 好，谢谢。To abandon someone is to leave and desert them.
当你拒绝一个人的时候，就是把他隔离，不理他了。
And there are different levels of abandonment.
那在这个拒绝一个人呢，有不同的这个成分。
A child may feel a sense of abandonment if the father goes out to work.
那一个小孩呢，看到爸爸去工作的时候，他可能会感觉到被拒绝了。
And he just dropped off to a childcare center very early in the morning.
尤其是当爸爸很早的就去上班，把他的小孩放在那个幼儿园。
And then only pick him up or her up after it gets dark.
然后呢，一早就把他放在幼儿园，然后天晚了才去把他接回来。
Or he might be left in a relative house.
或者是这小孩被放在亲戚的家。
So this, if done for a week or two, is okay, huh?
如果说这样子的话，持续一个星期、两个星期还算哦，还好。
Six months maybe okay, huh?
如果是六个月的时间也还好。
But if it is done for 5 years,
但如果五年的时间的话
，this is afflicted. This abandonment on a child's soul can be quite immense.
那这就是好像是在这个小孩的这个魂灵的魂上呢，已经有这个拒绝很深很深的拒绝。
So that this child might have everything the father can give him.
可能这父亲可以在物质上买很多东西给他。
But he's not there to meet his emotional needs or her emotional needs.
但是在精神上的需要呢，父亲并没有在孩子的身边。
So that this is the feeling of abandonment of being forsaken by the father.
那这就是这个小孩有这种心态，就被父亲拒绝了。
Bottle up his emotions inside.
他心里面的这个伤处就不断的累积。
And sometimes doesn't talk much regarding his feelings.
所以有时候他就不会说出他心里面的感受。
But when he starts to talk about it, anger comes up.
如果一旦他有机会开始说的时候，就有很多愤怒的灵出来了。
And might not realize it at all. This anger has built up within. Why am I so angry?
他自己可能都不知道为什么一说出来他就这么的愤怒。
Very often in Chinese culture, we are brought up by taken care of by our grandparents.
我们中国人的这个家庭呢，常常会小孩都是你的祖父祖母看顾你。
Or by uncles and aunties,
或者是你的叔叔阿姨，他们照顾你。
And this early childhood years are the most insecure and vulnerable years.
其实，在你幼小的时候，那段时间呢，是你最容易受伤害的时候。
And you don't understand why you feel this way.
那你不知道为什么你会有这样子的感受。
I tell you, it is abandonment.
那如果你这样子有这样的感受的话呢，你其实是有经历到这样子被拒绝的这种情况。
And it brings about an inability for you to express your feelings.
那因为有这样子长期的受这样子的拒绝，你就没有办法表露出你内心里面真正的感受。
And it can even give you a feeling of poor self-esteem of yourself.
你看你自己呢，也是有一个很不好的形象。
So therefore, all these things are not conscious.
所以这些东西是在你没有去意识到的，就已经存在。
But、sometimes you don't realize it year after year, and suddenly now I say abandonment, and you say click in your head, a light bulb comes up.
或者是已经很多很多年你都没有这样子的感觉，可是当我现在讲到说你可能有被拒绝的这样子的灵，那你可能好像灯泡一样亮了，你就整个心情也知道说我有这样子。
哦，因为这样哈 ，this is very important, because some of us we thought our parents really love us, they do, but because of their situation, of their work situation, it caused us to be abandoned when we are young.
有时候我们想说我们的父母亲他们其实很爱我们，那可是就因为有这样子的问题，这样子的光景，所以使到我们在小的时候就受到了这样的伤害。
Okay, number two.
第二点。
Rejection.
被拒绝。
This can be sometimes active rejection or passive rejection.
这个拒绝呢，可能是一个很就是说很自然的很表面的拒绝，或者是在暗地里的拒绝。
So what I mean like active rejection, huh, can be like bullying in school, for example.
那这个表面的拒绝呢，就是说你可能在学校受到被欺负了。
So the whole group of people will gang up against you, huh.
你的同学们都一起合在一起来欺负你。
And then say you don't belong to us at all. Get out from my group.
然后呢，他们就结起一群，就不要你成为他们的一群里面的一位。
Or it can be a kind of a passive rejection.
或者是比较暗地的这个拒绝你。
Especially if you have a family of 6 or 10 children, huh?
如果是你在一个家庭里面有6个到10个的孩子、
and your mother talks to his beloved son、huh?
那妈妈跟那个他爱的那个儿子说话
and you are standing right in the middle、huh?
那你刚好就站在中间
and she talks over you to her, him、huh?
那你妈妈跟你说话呢她就是超过你到就是那个话也是跟另外一个孩子说的、
好像你没在一样、哦、So there's very often we find that these things do happen, right? This kind of feelings of silent treatment, we call them.
所以这个是比较不是很表面的表示拒绝你
But still 很痛、哦、
那这样子的还是会受到伤害
Being excluded 是很痛、哦、
因为你被拒绝了
Excluded from a relationship
你没有在这个感情里面被接纳，你而是被拒绝了。
You have a sense of being isolated.
你觉得自己好像被孤立起来。
Actually, the word reject in English, huh?
在英文拒绝来的意思。
Is like in the olden days, they have this factory. Let's say, for example, they make bottles.
就好像在古时候，他们有这个工厂，他们是制造这个玻璃瓶。
And the bottles will go round, huh, in a conveyor belt.
那这玻璃瓶呢？它在那机器的那个会循环旋转。
And there are a lot of people there who will watch those bottles to see whether they are defective.
那有工人就在那边看，看看哪一个玻璃瓶是形状不好的。
And then they will take up the supposedly defective bottle, huh?
那这形状不对的这个瓶子就会拿起来。
And then he will throw it back.
然后就把它丢进去。
So this called reject,
throw away. 这个瓶子呢，被丢开的就是被拒绝的瓶子。
So therefore, if a 瓶子 is okay, 哈。
那如果我们把瓶子丢了，拒绝它是还好。
But if it's a human being, 是很痛。
但如果人被拒绝的话，就会是很伤痛的。
So that can lead to a feeling of next time when you grow up.If an expectation, I'm going to be rejected again.
那当你成长的过程中，你会有这样子的感觉，就是你会觉得常常会被人拒绝。
You will have you will have an expectation you are going to be rejected again.
你会有这种期待，说会被人拒绝。
So it's just there, and when someone talk to you, you will think, oh, this is another person who is going to reject me.
所以当那个人在跟你讲话的时候你自己就已经在那边期待了所以你就觉得这个人是在拒绝你
So therefore these feelings of rejection cause a person to have lots and lots of built up hurts with every time there is these feelings of being rejected building up year after year
所以这个被拒绝的感觉呢在你里面不断的累积一年过一年呢
So therefore rejection is very very cruel
所以这是个很残酷的一件事被拒绝
Whether it is conscious or unconscious rejection
不管是你理智上被人拒绝或者是在暗地里被拒绝
So many many people in this world suffers from rejection
所以有很多的人呢他们都有受到这个被拒绝的伤害
And especially if someone with an orphan heart condition is very very common
那如果一个有孤儿心态的人呢，更是普遍的会有这样子的伤害。
第三，孤单哈 ，loneliness。
第三，孤单。
You can be in a big family and still feel lonely, right?
你可以在一个大家庭里面仍然感觉到孤单。
So loneliness is not the condition of just being on yourself, huh? By yourself, sorry.
所以这孤单这个意思不是说你是单独一个人。
You can be in a large crowd.
你可以在很多人的群中。
And still feel a sense of loneliness.
你心中仍然感到孤单。
So what is loneliness?
那孤单的意思是什么？
Loneliness is having no one to share your feelings with.
孤单的意思是说你没有人可以跟你分享你内心里面的感受。
No one to share your heart with.
没有人你可以跟他分享你的心情。
And you don't seem to be able to be in a sense of closeness to anybody.
你心中总是觉得你不能够跟别人有一个很亲密的关系。
So therefore, loneliness is much more than a state of being without people.
所以孤单呢，不单只是说你一个人被孤立了，没有人在你旁边。
So many of us, if we have a breach in our relationship with our father,
如果是我们当中有人呢，跟我们的父亲之间的关系有了一些的这个
隔离
的话
you will, sometimes we will have a profound sense of loneliness within us.
那我们心中呢，就会有一个很大的这个孤单在里头。
Feel isolated.
会觉得好像你好像是被孤立了。
Feel uprooted.
好像你整个人被
It is like根拔除哈，
整个人好像被拔出来。
Like an outsider，
就好像你是一个局外人一样。
Even in the midst of many people，
甚至是包括你在这么多人当中，你仍然不属于其中的一份。
So 孤单 is a very clear symptom of an orphan heart condition。
所以孤儿的心态呢，孤单是非常非常的明显在它里头。
Do you live with a sense of loneliness in your heart？
请问你在你的生活当中有没有活出这样子的一个孤单的心？
第四，没有盼望 ，Number four，
没有盼望。
You know that a father is one who gives hopes to us.
身为家中的爸爸父亲，他是给孩子盼望的。
Many times, a father does not seem to give us hope, but give us the law and strictness, right?
但是很多时候呢，在家中的父亲呢，他不是给我们盼望，他给我们很多的律法。
And tell us you must keep this, do this, do this, do that.
那爸爸都会常常说，你要做这个，你要做那个。
Father is supposed to be the encourager.
那父亲呢，也本来是应该成为那鼓励者。
To help us fulfill our destiny.
应该鼓励孩子去完成他的命定。
To achieve their dreams.
然后去完成他的梦想。
So, when a father doesn't do that,
所以如果一个父亲没有做到这一点，
very often the child have a sense of 没有盼望。
那很容易呢，孩子就没有盼望。
So, he doesn't have a sense of purpose，
他的生活里面呢就没有这个盼望的这个感觉。
No future doesn't seem to have direction in his life，
他也好像没有方向。
So this kind of hopelessness brings despair. Write that down, huh?
所以这个绝望呢，就是带来了很大的这个
hopelessness。Hopelessness will bring despair, huh?
就是很非常的无助，非常的无能。
And this it sometimes can lead us to really despair and often ask questions, why do we need to live in this world?
甚至呢，你来到一个地步，你会问自己，我为什么要活在这个世界上？
If you often ask such a question, then you are someone who have feelings of没有盼望 hopelessness。
如果你有常常问这个问题的话，那你可能就是一个没有盼望的一个人。
Okay, that you have the feeling of hopelessness，
你就会有这个感觉是没有盼望的。
Okay, the next one, worthlessness，
另外一个就是没有价值。
There are two things in life which the two words that people tend to mix up.
有两个字是一般人常常搞混的。
One is guilt.
第一个就是
guilt.
你有这个罪犯罪感。
罪疚感哈。And the other one is shame.
另外一个是羞耻。
羞愧。So guilt and shame are not the same.
你的这个定罪感呢跟你的这个羞愧呢是不一样的。
Guilt is a negative feelings you have about wrong things you have done.
那你有这个内疚感呢是因为你做错事了。
Shame is different.
那你感到羞愧的是另一回
事。Shame is a negative feeling you have about yourself.
那羞愧呢是你为你自己感到羞愧。
So many of us have deep feelings of shame, you know.
我们很多人常常会有这个很深的羞愧。
But we thought it's guilt.
那我们以为这个羞愧呢是你的内疚感。
But it's not.
其实不是。
Many of us feel very shameful, huh?
我们很多人常感到很羞愧。
Not necessary that you have done wrong, a lot of wrong in your life to feel shameful.
并不是说因为你做了很多的错事所以你感到羞愧。
Sometimes we are very shameful about our family.
有时候是你会为你自己的家庭的背景感到羞愧。
And so that projection of what your father have done wrong onto yourself and you feel shameful about your father.
那有时候是父亲对你所做的一些不对的事情所以你会感到你为你的父亲你的家族感到羞愧。
Or your father might be a drunkard.
或者是
or your father,
你父亲是一个酗酒的
or a womanizer,
或者是你父亲是一个常常有女人的
and somehow you, in you there is a big feeling of shame within you
所以你的内心里面呢对这样子的话呢会有一个羞愧的
so this negative this shame is a very negative feeling
那这个羞愧呢是一个很消极的这个感觉
and it's very 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 destructive
而且是有很大的破坏性
and if youfeel shameful all the time,
如果你常感到羞愧的话,
it is the environment that will give rise to the feeling of worthlessness.
那这样子的情况呢会造成的一个环境使你常觉得自己没有价值。
And so these things sometimes play around in our mind, in our emotions so much.
那这样子的感觉呢常常会在我们脑子里影响我们或者在我们生活上来影响我们
So worthlessness when it is inbuilt into a person
当一个人呢他已经有这个没有价值感的这种感觉
is a very painful and destructive emotional state
这个是在他的这个感情上呢已经是一个很伤害的一个感受
and it's very hard for him then to continue to achieve things in life
所以如果是这样子的心态的话他就很难在他的生活上呢完成什么
So therefore it's very important for us to get rid of the feeling of worthlessness
所以我们很重要的我们必须要除去我们心中有这个没有价值感的感觉
So some people think that being humble is the same as worthless
那有一些人他们以为说我很谦卑那就是一个没有价值的这种感觉
tell you it's very very different again、huh?
其实这是两种不同的、
so the, a Christian is not a worthless person、huh?
基督徒不是一个没有价值的人、
a Christian has great worth the God has great has things that we are people of worth、huh?
基督徒呢是很有价值的因为上帝看我们是宝贝的有价值的
so, but then sometimes we mistaken the word and think it's humble so the more I say itbad things about myself the more I am humble
但有一些人说因为我要谦卑所以我就要更多讲自己不好那我就更谦卑
这个不是哈 so we need to deal with this and not let the enemy deceive us to equal humbleness with worthlessness
所以这是错的所以我们要很小心不要让魔鬼欺骗我们把谦卑和这个没有价值的这个感受把它看成是一样
OK 第六Sadness.
第六是悲伤。
Some people can appear like a comedian.
有一些人呢，他们看起来好像是做戏的人，很会引人笑啊什么的。
But inside very sad and melancholy.
但是呢其实他内心里面呢是非常非常的悲伤。
Their outward appearance is like it's a mask.
他外面的表现呢其实就是假的面具。
But then the real face is not a happy one.
他真正的脸呢是不开心的脸。
So why is this sadness there? Because there is lodged within orphan's heart deep sense of grief.
为什么会有这样子的悲伤呢？就是因为他有这个孤儿的这个心态呢，跟他的这个很哀伤的灵连在一起。
Grief for the unconditional love and affection of a good father.
这个哀伤在他里头呢，是因为呢他没有被爱。还有没有被父亲所疼爱。
So therefore, this thing that is missing in there for the unconditional love and affection of a good father is missing.
就是说这个人呢他缺乏了这个无条件的爱还有父亲的爱。
So there is a void there, an emptiness there.
所以他内心里面就有一个空洞。
And this void is filled with sadness and anguish.
那这个空洞呢就被这个愤怒和悲伤填满了。
So are you such a person?
请问你是不是这样子的一个人?
Outwardly seems happy.
外表看起来很开心。
But there's a deep void filled with sadness inside.
可是里面呢却有一个洞，好像是被很大的悲伤填满。
Crying out always for the love that you miss so much from your father.
常常你会哭喊因为你失去了从你爸爸来的爱。
第七点。Insecurity.
没有安全感。
If you lack the reassuring and affirming love of a good father,
如果是你缺乏了一个父亲给你肯定给你爱的话，
then you are unsure about a lot of things.
你就会对自己呢有很多的不确定。
And you would constantly need affirmation from other people.
所以你就常常需要别人给你的肯定。
So I still remember one case, one person who was driving me to the airport.
我记得有一次有一个人他开车送我到机场。
And he just got married.
那这个人他刚结婚。
And he has his beautiful wife by his side too.
他也带着身边带着这漂亮的太太。
I noticed that it was a long drive to the airport, about an hour.
他还要一个小时开车到机场。
Every 15 minutes.
差不多有每隔15分钟。
This 漂亮的 wife will say to the husband.
这漂亮太太就会跟他的先生说：
你爱我吗？And this lovely husband would diligently, 当然了，当然哈。
就是他的英俊的那个丈夫就会很快的回答说，当然，当然。
But then when you get to the traffic building up places, 哈。
可是当那车子开到很那个什么交通很塞人阻塞的时候
，Sometimes the husband concentrate on the traffic, forgot to answer, 哈。
那这丈夫就很专心开车嘛，就忘记回答这个太太。
哇，太太很生气。And then the husband remember and 很专注说：“哦，是是，很爱你哈。”
可是后来丈夫就知道了，就会转过来跟他说。
And then she have another word to answer her him.
然后他又有另外一句话回答他。
真的吗？So imagine in a life, huh, or a marriage like this, huh?
你想一想这个婚姻这样子的话。啊、
很累哈、哦。Every 15 minutes, you have to answer.
每一个15分钟就要回答一次。
But why did this lovely lady act like this?
可是为什么这个漂亮的这个太太会这样子有这样子的行为呢？
没有安全感。
因为他心中没有安全感。
So sometimes we might not behave in such a dramatic way, huh?
或者我们可能没有像这个漂亮太太这样子明显。
But we do have very often deep-seated sense of insecurity within ourselves.
可是在我们的内心深处呢，却有这样子的存在着这样子的这个没有安全感的感受。
The often hard person is often unsure of themselves, who they really are.
一个孤儿的心态的人呢，他常常不确定自己到底是谁。
So they find it hard to believe that other people do accept and love them.
所以他们觉得很难接受别人肯定他或者接纳他。
Although they want that 肯定 and that love so much.
虽然呢，那个肯定他、接受他人是非常的爱他的。
So even though this person wants that love, but she has this problem of thinking, how can people love me? So that kind of dilemma there.
那虽然他是渴望要被爱，人家爱他了，他却觉得说，为什么人家会要爱他？所以这是一个很，就是说很混乱的一个感受。
啊，你有这样的 a little bit of this kind of thinking or not?
你有没有就是一点点这样子的想法吗？
很矛盾哈 ，but so true. Lacking confidence in yourself.
对自己呢没有保障，没有把握。
Very often comes from the father not being able to bring that sort of love and content into your life.
那也有这样的心态呢？通常很多时候都是因为从你的原生家父亲没有给你这样子的爱和接纳。
给第八，过度敏感哈。
过度的敏感。
Hypersensitivity. This is very, of course, very much related to insecurity.
当然，这个过度的敏感呢，跟这个没有保障、没有这个安全感是很有相关的。
But you can 过度敏感 about many many things.
你可以为很多很多事情来有过度敏感的这个反应。
So if someone speaks to you and tell you certain things,
如果有人来跟你讲某一些事情
，and if you take the word he says,
如果你就把那个人讲的话一句一句的听进去
，and then you look at it upside down,
然后你把它倒转过来看的话
，and then inside out,
或者从里面再去推敲一下
，and then examine every word he says,
然后呢，再思想一下他讲的每一句话。
你一定会发现他讲的对你不好的，对不对？But many people are like that,
但是很多人就是这样子哦。
Take a certain word people says and then examine, re-examine it, and re-examine it whether it's anything that he say is to criticize me.
那当人家跟你讲 一件事情或讲你什么的时候，你就会用很多很多的方面去想、去思考，然后一直在想说这句话是不是在针对你，还是讲你什么？
这个叫过度敏感哈。But 过度敏感 also can come out in body language.
过度的敏感也可以在你的肢体语言表露出来的。
So if someone is talking to you and didn't look at you,
或者是有人跟你讲话，他没有看着你。
And then you say, 他看不起我，哈。有人这样吗？很多啊，哦。So this is very, very common too, right?
所以这是很普遍的。
And other people, sometimes, if the tone of their voice,
那有一些人呢，他们讲话的语气。
很大声，哈。你会吓到吗？他是骂我吗？So there's a lot of reading into these sorts of things, right?
所以你就会很花很多时间去思考这些。
So therefore, certain groups, certain race of people you shouldn't marry, 哈。
所以有一些种族呢，你不应该嫁给他们。
他们很大声的哦。
他们讲话很大声的。
So you got to, but this is the way they have been brought up. They are not scolding you or anything. That is the way they react. This is how they were brought up culturally.
但是呢，他可能并不是在责备你还是怎么样。他的这个文化就是这样子，所以他就是这样子说话这么大声。
But if you 过度敏感, this can affect your marriage, right?
那如果你有这个问题的话，过度敏感会影响你的婚姻。
So therefore, a person can grow up with an with this often hard condition, can feel very sensitive to signals given out to people.
所以如果这个有孤儿心态的这个人呢，他过度敏感的话，他很容易发出这样子的这个表现，让别人知道他有这样子的敏感的这种心态。
So this 过度敏感 sometimes can cause you your husband very nicely talk to a sister, huh?
那过度的敏感呢，有时候这个丈夫呢，他很和蔼的跟那个姐妹讲话。啊，你说，哇，你的眼睛这么大哈，眼睛这么大，看着看哈，那个是，说过度敏感
can bring feelings of jealousy, a lot of very negative emotions too.
所以这过度敏感呢，就会带来了很多不必要的这个。
So therefore, this can bring what we call obsession into your relationships.
那就会带来你的这个婚姻上呢，这个关系上有很大的这个问题。
So hypersensitivity we need to deal with in our life, or your marriage also will have lots of problems.
所以如果你有这个过度敏感的这种心态呢，你需要去对付，要不然它会影响到你的生命和你的这个婚姻。第九。
恐惧, fear. This is, of course, fear is one of the most common emotions that we human beings feel, right?
这个恐惧、害怕跟这个孤儿的心态是最普遍的一个感受。
So therefore, a good father is a strong, loving father who protects us.
所以一个好的爸爸呢，他就会用爱来保护他的孩子。
But if he becomes your 警察,
但是如果他不是用爱保护你，他是用警察的方式来保护你。
The way 好像公安一样, then life becomes very, then you are full of fear of everything you do in your life, right?
那如果父亲是以那种公安的那种心态来保护你，你会觉得好像很害怕。
So what is fear?
那这个恐惧呢是什么？
Fear is a state of anxiety.
这恐惧呢，就是说你在一个很忧虑的这个阶段，
not being able to feel at home with any situation.
你不能够感觉到舒服。
Everything that is in your life, there seems to be something that you seems to be fearful about.
就是说你生命中任何的事情都会使你感到恐惧。
Different kinds of fears of an orphan heart condition.
一个孤儿的心态呢，有不同的这个恐惧。
Fear of abandonment.
恐惧你被拒绝。
Fear of rejection.
恐惧你被人拒绝你。
Fear of betrayal.
或者你被人出卖了。
Fear of disapproval by other people.
或者是你害怕别人不肯定你。
Fear of failure.
或者害怕你会失败。
Fear of being replaced.
你害怕你的位置被别人补上了。
Fear of being isolated.
或者你被人孤立了。
Fear of not being good enough.
或者是你害怕自己不够好。
很多哈。 All these type of fears can be a vicious cycle that we can go into and not come out of.
那这么多的这种恐惧害怕呢，会使你掉进这个漩涡里面跑不出来。
第十， poverty mindset.
就是贫穷的这个想法。
Tell your neighbor.
告诉你的旁边的人。
感谢主。
感谢主。
第十点了哈。
已经到了第十点了。
So poverty is the feeling of scarcity, of not having enough.
这个贫穷的这个灵呢, 就是说你常常有觉得你有不够, 你不足够。
Even though that you may seem to be very well off,
虽然你是已经很富足了,
but then always this feeling 不够 in you all the time.
可是你常害怕你会不够, 会缺乏。
So sometimes the father who is supposed to be the provider did not give generously to you.
可能是因为做爸爸的, 他没有很大方的, 慷慨的供应你。
Or the father, or you are separated from the father's love, and the love seems to be a scarcity in your life.
那可能你是跟爸爸的这个爱呢，爸爸没有给你足够的爱，所以你就很渴望有这个安全，有这个爸爸的爱。
So sometimes this thing can 很奇怪 build up within you a poverty mindset.
所以无形中这样子的感受呢，就累积了你有这个贫穷的这个思想。
And you think it's better I hoard as much as possible just in case I do not have enough tomorrow.
所以因此呢，你就会有这样的累积，这样的错误的想法，说我一定要快点收集，收集多一点，要不然有一天我可能会有缺乏不够。
Believing deep down that someone is going to come and take away whatever that you have.
甚至呢，你有这个错误的想法，以为说你相信说有一天有人会把你抢走你所拥有的。
And so therefore you become very self-centered in the way that you behave towards things, towards material things.
因此呢，你就对物质的东西呢，好像非常的这个自私，总是要拥有。
So this is what we call a survivalist mindset.
那你就想到说，为了要自己能够生存下去的错误的想法。
And you always think that you do not have enough.
所以你会常常的想说，我必须要保留，要收，让我才会有足够。
One day things will run out.
因为我有一天呢会缺乏。
This is called a poverty mindset.
这就是一个贫穷的这个思想。
Okay, if you look at all these ten now, all that you have written.
刚刚你已经写下来了十个重点。
People who have two or more, put up your hand.
如果你刚才在记下来的时候，你觉得这十个里面你有两个的，请你举起你的手。
很多哈，三个。
有三个的。
They see a lot of hands that some people who when I say 第三个 you don't want to put up your hand because you don't want to be included with the orphan heart mindset. Huh?
我讲到两个的时候就很多手举起来，讲到第三个的时候你就不举起来，因为你不想再被列入在这个孤儿的心态里头。
But really, if it have the musician come up here now.
请诗班到前面来。
You want to come before the Lord? Right,
我要来到神的面前。
Quieten our spirit.
我们要让我们的灵能够安静下来。
Many things have been said.
我说了很多。
Now the Holy Spirit wants to convict you.
现在我们让圣灵他自己来光照你。
You pray and you tell the Lord, I want to put aside my fear of losing faith.
请你告诉神，请你祷告跟主说，主啊，我要放下我自己的面子。
I want to be healed.
我要被医治。
All these ten symptoms of this orphan heart condition.
刚刚讲到的这十个重点，有这个孤儿的这种心态。
Lord, show me the pain.
神啊，请你光照我。
Show me the pain.
让我看到里面的伤痛。
The void that is in my heart.
我内心里面的那个空洞。
All those things that I did not know really were the problems in my life, but they affected me so greatly.
很多东西是我所不知道的，其实他们都在影响着我的生命。
Yes, show me love, Holy Spirit.
亲爱的圣灵
，You come,
你来吧
，Mighty, Holy, Holy Spirit. You are here.
圣灵，你在这里。
to minister to us, Lord.
你现在就在这里。
I don't want to carry my pain home.
圣灵，我不要把我的伤痛带回家。
I want to leave them here.
我要把我的伤痛放在这里。
I want your hand to come.
我要请你的手伸出来。
Yes, we see your nails cut hand.
神让我能够看到你被钉痕的手。
From your hands comes the blood.
从你的手流出血。
I want to come under your blood, Lord, tonight.
今天晚上我要因着你流下来的血，我要被你的宝血遮盖。
By your stripes.
因你的鞭伤。
I want to be healed.
我要得医治。
Healing virtues flowing.
是你的能力，医治的能力临到这里。
Flow up to your children.
开始流露到你的孩子们。
Oh yes, we Chinese people.
是的，我们是中国人。
All over the world.
在世界各地的中国人。
Gathered here today.
今天我们就聚集在这里。
You are the God who loves the Chinese people.
神啊，你是爱我们中国人的神。
You know our pain that we suffered in our generation.
你知道在我们的世代，我们所经历的疼痛、伤痛。
Yes, all the orphan heart's condition.
是的，所有的有孤儿的心态的。
All the rejections in my life.
我生命中所有被拒绝的。
All this abandonment from generations to generations.
一代又一代被拒绝的。
From it all.
是的，主啊，今天我就要从这些捆绑中出来。
Lord, let you show your love to me.
让你的爱彰显给我知道你的爱。
I feel your love covering this place.
我感觉到你的爱遮盖这个地方。
I want to be.Of your love.
我要成为那领受你的爱的人。
I don't want to be a bystander.
我不要做那旁观者，我要来领受。
I want to catch hold of your hands tonight, Lord.
是的，主啊，我今天晚上就要抓着你的手。
Because you are passing by us today.
走过我们这里。
I want to take hold of your hands.
现在我要抓着你的手。
I want you to heal me of my pain and sorrow.
现在我要你来医治我里面的伤痛，医治我里面的破碎。
Touch me to your holy, holy spirit, Lord.
圣灵啊，你来教导我。当我讲这篇道的时候
，tears come down from your eyes.
你的眼中流出了眼泪。
It's a sign. It's the sign of the sadness and the pain.
这是表露出你内心里面的伤痛和你里面的悲伤。
The Lord said, "Don't worry, Jack."Touch today.
主耶稣在告诉你，不要拒绝我在你身上的触摸。
want to touch you deeper.
圣灵要更深更深的触摸你。
And now you tell him.
现在你就跟圣灵说。
主啊，我要更多，我要更多，我要更多你的触摸，哦神，你碰到我的心，你碰到我的灵，
触摸我的灵，
你碰到我的魂，
触摸我的灵，
哦神，在我最深处兄姐妹的心，更多，不要拦住的眼泪簌簌掉，不要拦住你的感觉，神在这里来触摸你。你的伤痛